From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Verizon Wireless, working to constantly strengthen the connection quality and reliability of its network. Verizon Wireless, our people, our network.
I was 12 years old, standing quietly in line to buy a comic book at the local liquor store. An older gentleman ahead of me turned and said, "Good for you for being so polite. You'll go far in life with that kind of behavior." More than 30 years later, I wonder if what the man said is true. The idea that quiet excellence will eventually be rewarded is deeply embedded in the American psyche, as evidenced by legends of Hollywood stars being discovered at soda fountains, or the silent but uber-competent soldier rising to becoming a general by virtue of his aw shucks heroics. More recently, it's the aggressive self-promoter that seems to be rewarded. Unpleasant CEOs like Donald Trump, or more attractive ones like Steve Jobs, are known as much for huckstering their products as capably managing multi-billion dollar empires. Writers and filmmakers scramble to get on the Oprah show, knowing that it's not the quality of what they create that's important, but rather the effectiveness of their PR campaign. Even today's 12-year-olds know that the pathway to success isn't through patient study, but a killer 2 minutes on YouTube. The American success story has always been part nose-to-the-grind perspiration and part deodorant sales. Lately, though, it seems as if the adage, "you can't judge a book by its cover," has been changed to, "you can't judge a book until it's on the cover of Vanity Fair magazine." Excessively rewarding self-promotion leads to more self-promotion. Unless the myth that quiet excellence ultimately results in justified rewards has some basis in reality, then really, why bother? Self-promotion does solve one problem. It lets media executives, politicians, and us regular folks sit back and be constantly pitched the latest candidate or idea, almost without moving a muscle. It might be better, though, if we got out of our chairs and discovered for ourselves that excellent boy or girl, scientist or artist, who's waiting patiently in line. With a Perspective, I'm Stephen Moss.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.